congregation please rise in our entrance hymn? It's hymn number 422, For All the Saints, on this All Saints Day Remembrance. All Saints Day was on Tuesday, November 1st, as it is every year on November 1st. I didn't make you come to church, but we're remembering it today. All Saints Sunday, we sing verses 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6 only at this time. 1, 3 through 6. O most merciful God, We confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to rise for the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise, found on page 138 and following in the front of the hymnal, page 138. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the well-being of the Church of God and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Number 840, verses 1 and 2 only at this time. Hymn 840, Now Thank We All Our God.
One God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading is from Daniel 7, verses 1 through 3 and 13 through 18. In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head as he lay in bed. Then he wrote down the dream. I, Daniel, saw in my vision by night the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea, and four great beasts came up out of the sea, different from one another. As I watched in the night visions, I saw one like a human being coming with the clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient One and was presented before the Ancient One. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away. And his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was troubled within me. The visions of my head terrified me. I approached one of the attendants to ask him the truth concerning all of this. So he said that he would disclose to me the interpretation of the matter. As for these four great beasts, four kings shall arise out of the earth. But the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is from Psalm 149. I'll read the first portion if you read the bold print. Praise the Lord.
Sing to the Lord a new song, God's praise in the assembly of the faithful.
Let Israel be glad in its maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise God's name with dancing, making melody to God with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in God's people. The Lord adorns the humble with victory. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats, and two-edged swords in their hands to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters and their nobles with chains of iron, to execute on them the judgment decreed. This is glory for all God's faithful ones. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from Ephesians 1, verses 11 through 23. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of God, who accomplishes all things according to God's counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set up our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people, to the praise of God's glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all of the saints, and for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which God has called you, what are the riches of God's glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of God's power for us who believe, according to the working of God's great power. God put this power to work in Christ when God raised him from the dead and seated him at God's right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And God has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel for today, the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, the remembrance of All Saints' Day, is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will all mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do unto others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 6th chapter. Let us pray in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable to you, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. This past week, I was talking to a friend of mine who's a pastor. And like pastors do, I mean, what else do we have to talk about? I have no wife and children or grandchildren. I said to him and said, "What are you preaching on this Sunday for All Saints Sunday? Are you celebrating that?" "Oh, yeah, we're celebrating All Saints Sunday." He goes, "I'm going to preach on the price of a cup of coffee." I said, "What?" He goes, "I'm not touching the gospel with a 10-foot pole." I'm like, okay. Well, I got to be thinking, and I forgot how he was going to preach on the second lesson. Any one of you, now don't do that during the sermon, but read the second lesson during the next hymn or something, and tell me at coffee hour how that even works. From the second reading, and you did a good job, by the way, thank you, Kelly. The second reading, a cup of coffee? I mean, I know that a cup of coffee's gone from 10 cents. I'm not old enough to remember that, and I don't drink that sludge, okay? But how many of you remember, don't raise your hand because you show, 10 cents a cup for a cup of coffee. And then for 15 cents, you could get a donut with it. So for 2 bits, way back in the good old days, long, long, long time before any of you were born, for 25 cents, you could get a cup of coffee and a donut. I figured it out with Starbucks now. I've never had a Starbucks coffee or any of that frappa latte, grande, whatever. But they're $5, $6, $7 a cup. And those who are addicted, bless you. Keep paying $7. You can put $7 on the offering plate. That'd be a good thing, you know, or $7 in the savings account every week.
And then a donut, ladies, I'm looking at the three of you smiling in the back there. Yeah, a donut must be $3 or $4 a donut now. So that's like $10 or $12 for a cup of coffee and a donut from 25 cents. But I'm not going to preach on that, okay? My friend's preaching on that, okay? And how he gets that from the second lesson, I don't know. I'm going to preach on the gospel today. And we could go on for 3 hours about this gospel because it's marvelous. I'm going to quote, though, so I don't go on and on as I'd like to do, from one theologian who says it very succinctly. One of the gospel readings almost universally known, along with John 3:16, in the Western culture, are surely the Beatitudes. Many people who never have darkened the doors of a church know, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the meek, blessed are the peacemakers, from Matthew chapter 5, verses 3, 5, and 9. The Beatitudes we know best are generally the nine that begin Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in chapter 5, 6, and 7 in Matthew's gospel account. However, almost never are the four Beatitudes known in Luke's gospel account of Jesus' Sermon on the Plain, end quote. There's a reason for that. Matthew wanted Jesus to be the second Moses. I asked in Sunday school this morning, who is the most important person, male or female, in the Old Testament history? And someone said, Abraham. I went, oh, shoot. They were right. Okay, but who was the second most important person? Moses. Okay, where did Moses go to get the Ten Commandments? He went up the mountain, Mount Sinai, to the Ten Commandments. Where did Moses go for the calling with the burning of the bush? He went up the mountain. Where do we go when we want to be close to God? We go up the mountain, the Tetons or the Rockies or Mount Rainier in Washington, if you lived there. I climbed it once. That's another whole story. Ask me someday. In Matthew's gospel, Matthew wants Jesus to be Moses because he's the second most important person in the Old Testament history because he's the one that led the Hebrews out of slavery. He's the one that got the Ten Commandments. He's the one that led them to the promised land and let them have the land of milk and honey. And so in Matthew's account, he quotes Jesus' Sermon on the Mount where Jesus went up the mountain to pray. And he preaches then to his disciples and all the people that are there, the hundreds and thousands according to Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount. Go home and read chapters 5, 6, 7. It's the longest sermon recorded in the Bible of Jesus' sermons. He may have gone on and on for 3 hours like I'd like to do, but we don't have that recorded. But three chapters, okay? And it begins with the Beatitudes. In Luke's gospel, Luke has Jesus up on the mountain praying and being with God, but then he and the disciples come down the mountain to the plain, the Upper Snake River plain where we live. Because he came down to the plain to be with the people. Who is Luke's gospel written for? You should have this memorized. We only have a couple more weeks until Advent starts, and we're back in Matthew's gospel. Luke's gospel is written for the widow, the orphan, the poor, the foreigner, and the outcast. Those five categories, okay? So all through Luke's gospel, all this last year, we've remembered the widow, the orphan, the poor, the foreigner, and the outcast. That should be burned into your brain after hearing it 52 weeks in a row. So it's important that Luke comes down to be with the common people. And so Luke doesn't quote Jesus as being all spiritualized, okay? That's what Matthew does. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Okay, no, Luke simply says the obvious, okay? Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Today there will be tears as we remember the three people this week who have died in our community, but then the other people who have died this past 12 months since last All Saints Day celebration. And we will name them by name, we will ring a bell, and we will remember them with tears and weeping and mourning. But there will be laughter. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh again. Truer words have never been spoken by Jesus. In Luke's gospel, he quotes the obvious. He says it just like Jesus says it. And that's not that Jesus didn't say the Beatitudes that are in Matthew's gospel too. Two different sermons. One's on the mountain, one's on the plain. But Luke wants the obvious to be stated. He doesn't spiritualize it at all. The widow, the orphan, the poor, the foreigner, the outsider. God is there for you. Now, there's a big debate, and the Sunday school disagreed with me, and they can, because I'm not always right, because there are two answers to this thing. But it was like, who was Luke, who was Jesus preaching to in Luke's gospel? If you read chapter 6, the whole thing, after you read 5, 6, and 7 in Matthew this afternoon, after you read the funny papers, you could debate that he was preaching to all the people who came to see him and be healed by him, Jesus. Or maybe he's just talking to the disciples. And not just the 12 men, whom we call disciples, but I think the dozens, if not dozens and dozens, like 24, 36, 48 people that followed him faithfully, his posse, his entourage. He was telling them. Because Luke has Jesus go on to say, this is not found in the Sermon on the Mount. This is found only in Luke's gospel, in Luke's account of Jesus' sermon. Luke has Jesus to go on to say, quote, but I say to you that listen, love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. Huh? That's a Scooby-Doo moment. Huh? Really, Jesus, you want us to do that? Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away any of your goods, do not ask for them again. And then comes the famous words that are found in Christian scriptures, Hebrew scriptures, Muslim scriptures, Hindu scriptures. They're all found with this saying. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Okay. Don't only love the people who love you, love also your enemies. Love those who hate you. Be with those who are in need of your wealth and your goods and share with them. Ultimately, what Matthew and Luke are trying to get across to their congregations is the same thing. We are blessed in order to have a relationship with God. We are blessed with all that we have been given, wealth and riches, love and forgiveness from God, that we might be a blessing to other people. And that's the key. Not only are we to be in right relationship, righteous with God, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness in Matthew's gospel, being made right with God, but we are also to be made right with one another. Not only those people who love us. Oh, Pastor Vic, you're so cool. Well, thank you very much. But also those people in this community who still, after 12 years, say, Pastor Vic, we hate you. You're the devil. And if you don't believe that, just talk to me at coffee hour. Heard it again this week. And I wasn't even dressed up as a devil for Halloween. That comes later. Bless those who love you. Bless those who hate you and who are your enemies. Pray that they will be in right relationship with God also, just as you are to be in right relationship with God. Jesus loved us so much that he came down from heaven to live on earth and be one of us. And we hung him out to dry, literally and figuratively. We hung him out to dry. And what did he say from the cross? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. I love that. Even as he's dying, even as he's being crucified, even as he's bleeding to death, he says, forgive them. They don't have a clue. I shake my head at some politicians that way. Lord, please forgive them. They'll be renamed nameless. But Lord, please forgive them, for they don't have a clue. As we come up to the elections, please vote. I don't care how you vote, just vote on Tuesday. Or if you have already, good for you. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Whether they agree with me or disagree with me, that doesn't matter. Father, bless and forgive those pastors. Okay, back row people. Yeah, pastors who are caught doing wrong things. You forgive them, let us forgive them too. Ultimately, what Jesus is saying here is to be in a right relationship with God is to be blessed by God. To be in right relationship with one another is to be blessed by God, that we might be a blessing to one another. No matter who they are, friend or enemy, Republican or Democrat, donkey or elephant, devil or angel. Last week, well, actually 2 weeks ago, I was so proud of myself. I dressed up for Halloween. I haven't done that in years. But we had the Halloween carnival. 150 people came to the Halloween carnival. It was amazing. I was dressed as a raven because I love ravens. In my home office, I've got ravens hanging on the wall. I've got a raven sculpture. I got ravens anywhere. For some reason, I like ravens. They're black. I feed the ravens. One of my neighbors drove by and I was throwing some stale graham crackers out on my lawn. And the neighbor said, "Who are you feeding? What are you feeding?" I said, "Oh, the ravens that are in the neighborhood. I'm feeding the ravens." Oh. I wore my father's preaching robe because it's big and black and billowy. I thought it looked like feathers. Ha! I looked like a choir boy with a raven mask on. It was silly. I was really disappointed. I've already thought about how next year I'm going to change it up. And I want to get wings. I want to get wings so bad. But we'll see if that happens. Monday night on Halloween, I finally, after 63 years, I got smart. I didn't answer the door for trick-or-treat at all. I got a lawn chair out and sat on my porch for 4 hours. It was a beautiful night. 4 hours, I sat on the porch. I didn't have to open and close the door. I didn't have to get up and down from the couch watching the news or reading the paper. I just sat on the porch, and there was a pretty steady stream. I had over 100, close to 150 kids probably coming to my door. They'll come back next year. Because I had Christmas candy, and I had Halloween candy, and I had Valentine's Day candy, and I had candy from Easter. Little girls, not to be racist, but little Hispanic girls especially, love plastic Easter eggs. I must have had a couple dozen. The Gehring children came, and they bombed my front yard on Easter morning. It was so cool. They were even dressed up in costumes, I found out later on, Easter Bunny. And I had little Easter eggs with candy and stickers and that. I saved them for Halloween, because then you can give them out. I got rid of all my 5-year-old candy, folks. I'm totally gone. I can start fresh again now. Yeah? Christmas is coming. I'll get some Christmas candy, and that I'll save it. Hershey Kisses. They were red, green, and silver. Everybody got one color of each. I was dressed up in a costume, though, on the front porch. And I talked to Shane Porth and Shannon Porth about that, because for 15 years I've been your pastor. And for 15 years, these little elementary school kids and they had come to my door all bloodied and, you know, bloody witches and bloody brides and bloody corpses and all that. And Sadie Porth and her mother loved to be bloody. They didn't come this year. Because in 15 years, those elementary school kids and high school kids that used to come 15 years ago are now married with kids of their own. And they're too young to come to my door. So I texted Shane and Shannon, and you can tell them I said this by name. I wasn't going to name them. But I said, "I miss you coming to my front door." Because every year, for 14 years, Sadie and her mom would come as a bloody something. And it was really cool. They know how to do it right. And Shane said, "Well, did you dress up?" I said, "Yeah, I had a costume on." He goes, "What were you?" I said, "A lifeguard." I had my lifeguard sweatshirt on from Oregon, and I had a whistle. I had a lifeguard whistle and everything. And he looked at me really seriously. He goes, "Were you wearing Speedos?" I said, "Shane, that would be scary. And I would scare all the little kids away. I've owned a pair, okay? Ask me about them in coffee hour. They're now gone. They've been buried in the dump a couple of years ago. But I'm already changing that up next year, too. I'm going to be a lifeguard on my front porch. You come and see." Because he said, "Well, I was thinking Baywatch." Now, I never saw Baywatch. I know about it, you know, socially, but I never saw it. And so during intermission at the place we were at, I went up to Shane and I said, "You know what, Shane, I've been thinking. I'm not going to go as Hasselhoff in my Speedos. I'm going to go as Pamela Anderson and scare everybody." And he didn't get it right away. And he would smile and went, "Oh, okay." I love ravens. Next year, I may be a raven on my front porch, but I didn't want to scare the little kids, especially who took all the Easter eggs, which was wonderful. I have a folk tale for you. Old folk tale from the old country attributed to Jonathan Swift. Okay? It's about a raven. Once upon a time, an old miser kept a tame raven that stole pieces of money and hid them in a hole in the wall. A neighbor's cat watched the antics of the bird and asked, "Why do you hoard those round, shiny things that can be of no use to you at all?" "What I do is no different from my master," said the raven. "He has a whole chest full of these round, shiny things and makes no more use of them than I do." The end. You are blessed to be a blessing to others. You are blessed by God to be in right relationship with God, but you're also blessed by God to be in right relationship not only with your friends, your neighbors, and your loved ones, but with those who hate you, your enemies, and those who revile you, and even may slap you. I'm not preaching on the gospel today. I'm not touching it with a 10-foot pole. I'm going to preach on the price of coffee. Amen. Shall we gather at the river 423? Very appropriate for All Saints Sunday. It's a baptismal hymn in that, but I'll be the lifeguard. I thought that lifeguard, what does a pastor do? We're supposed to guard life. I thought it was pretty, you know, double entendre kind of thing. But as you sing this, smile to yourself, I'm the lifeguard. Not in the Speedo, I have jeans on. 423. Apostles' Creed, found on page 105 in the front of the hymnal, and for the prayers of the church. We confess our faith in the same words, the Apostles' Creed, found on page 105. God has made us the people of God through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and in hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Today in the prayers of the church, remembering our prayers in the church, the Reverend Elizabeth Eaton, the Reverend Kristen Kempel, our bishops, we also remember Reverend Tim Statham, who is installed as the pastor, the new pastor, on Friday night in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And then this whole month we pray for the ELCA mission and ministry support. Nationally and around the world, we pray for the armed forces overseas and here in the United States, fighting the wars in which we are involved in. And we pray for all veterans, men and women who have fought for our freedoms as we remember them this week. We pray for all of those people in the fields and on the roads during this planting and harvesting season. We pray for their safety. We certainly pray for all who have been sick, hospitalized, or in need. There are more people in our community suffering from the different communicable diseases, RSV, COVID, all those different things happening, so please be safe. We remember them in our prayers, and those who have been hospitalized. Due to death and burial this past week, we remember in our prayers Katie O'Neill, who died on Wednesday the 2nd of the month, who is the sister of Elizabeth Christian. We remember in our prayers Michael Burgess, who was buried on a Tuesday, brother-in-law to Gary Garen. And then we remember in our prayers a member of the community, Dylan Merritt, who died on Friday in a terrible car accident. And then we also remember the deaths of our own congregational members over this past year. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, and for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church. Holy One, your church rests on the faithful who come before us. Bless all the saints, past and present, who do your will and your work. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. We give you thanks for land and water, seed time and harvest. Bless all those working in the fields and on the roads this harvest season, and keep them safe. Care for all places ravaged by natural disasters. Grant them new life and hope. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations and the peoples of the world. Rescue families and nations torn apart by violence and warfare. We pray for our armed forces overseas in the United States fighting the wars we are involved in. We give thanks for all veterans, men and women who have fought for our freedoms. Inspire all rulers and leaders and governing authorities with your justice, your mercy, your peace, and your truth. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. Come to the aid of the poor, especially those suffering food and water shortages or losses of homes due to natural disasters. Comfort your people filled with fear or anger, anxiety or shame. Bring healing to all who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, especially those who we name before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, we we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church. God, do a new thing within us. Build up and strengthen the ministries and mission of this congregation, especially as the Sunday school children come together again to prepare for the Christmas season and program. Be with the students and their staff and teachers, and fill each of us anew with your Holy Spirit, your hope, your love, and your joy. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord of compassion, we pray for all who are working through and suffering from the world's pandemics and illnesses. Bless the efforts and work of all healthcare professionals, scientists, and workers across our nation and the world. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died, those who have fought the good fight, finished the race, kept the faith, and now rest in you. Especially Rick Bauer, Ronald New, Dwayne Moore, Don Carlson, Cecil Dornick, Katie O'Neill, Michael Burgess, Dylan Merritt, and those family members and friends near and far whom we now remember in our own hearts and in our own minds. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration of their lives. Turn our mourning into the joy of the resurrection and new life in you. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you will do far more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. All these things and whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father. For the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost.
Oops, sorry.
The celebration of All Saints Day. Especially welcome to all those who are visiting here with us today in person and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Nick Bethke, Diana Strand Wilson, Honey Allen, Ashlyn Gehring, Eddie Strom, Timothy Kress Wheatenhog, David Bethke, Diana Schritter, Aaron Kress, Ron Turner, Kimber Domagowski, Josh Unruh, and Evelyn Mickelson. This week at St. John's, we see the readings and prayers page, this week's events listed in the schedule there. There are a lot of events coming up in the weeks ahead. St. John's Mission Festival will be held next week, Sunday, November 13th at 10 a.m. Marnie Porth, Executive Director of the Rising Stars Therapeutic Writing Center in Twin Falls, Idaho, will be our guest presenter that morning. There will also be the Harvest Mission Festival potluck dinner at 11 a.m. on the same Sunday. Hope to see you all there. And I think we have other announcements.
We'd like to say thank you for yesterday. We did the Scouts Winter Bazaar. The kids raised $849. So they did awesome, but they have 5 or 6 cakes left over. These cakes were made by 5-year-olds up to 11-year-olds. So if anybody's interested, we'll have them back there. And then we're going to be doing the Festival of Trees the 15th through the 19th. So It'll be out at the fairgrounds. We'd love to see you guys come out and check out the trees or donate one.
The cakes will be during coffee hour on the counter. And you're welcome to buy any or all of them if you want to. My doctor says no. I told the Boy Scouts that. My doctor says no. So, no. Look at them. Buy them. 5-year-olds to 11-year-olds? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. There were some left over. So look them over before you leave. Go ahead.
I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn will be 465, As the Grains of Wheat. We'll sing it now as our offertory hymn and preparation for Holy Communion.
Cup, gave thanks and drank, gave it for all to drink, saying, This cup is a new covenant to my blood shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Lord, remember us in your kingdom always, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We remain standing and prepare for the Eucharist by singing the hymn, Lamb of God, on page 146 in the front of the hymn. Thank you. praise you. Please rise for the blessing, the post-communion canticle, hymn 208, and the prayer. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Through days of red, red, red.
Thanks be to God.